Good morning. It is my honor and privilege to welcome each of you to this very exciting day for our county and for our region. We are here today to celebrate the completion of a generational investment in our community. This 100,000 square foot industrial facility, spec building number 4, is the first entirely new build construction built in our industrial park since 1998. Our last two spec buildings are now owned and occupied by Hydrogear, which has become a valued partner and indispensable part of the success and future growth prospects of our cities and our counties. As our own history should make clear, companies invest in communities that invest in themselves. Whether it's infrastructure, housing, or industrial assets like the one we stand in today, all of our major industrial partners began in an existing building. Bremner, Special Metals, and Porter Road, now Treehouse Foods, Wyman Gordon, and Better for Butchery, and Hydrogear and Spec Building Number 3. Today, we position ourselves to write the next great name on that list. We find ourselves at the precipice of renewed economic momentum, not by accident, but by purposeful direction and vision for the future. I have been blessed to work with an extraordinary group of dedicated public servants over these past few years in office. This would not have been possible if not for the leadership of the men and women of the Princeton City Council, the Caldwell County Fiscal Court, and the IDA Board of Directors. I can't say that they always made every day a joy, but every day was a pleasure. While I'll be asking each of them to come up for the actual ribbon cutting, I'd like them to stand now so we can recognize their contributions to this project and to say job very well done. Come on now, don't be shy. I see Sheila and Pat and Jeff, and there we go. Thank you all. Before you can run, you have to walk. This investment, and so many other investments just now coming to fruition, were only made possible thanks to the hard work of steady and responsible financial stewardship that these legislative bodies have demonstrated over many years. We couldn't do it alone, though. Even with healthy bank balances and abundant financial leverage, we still needed a partner to be able to take the next step and pursue those transformational investments that can truly change the trajectory of a community. Into this void came an opportunity known as the Kentucky Product Development Initiative, or KPDI. Simply put, KPDI has been a game changer. It put $4 million into this project, the single largest economic development grant in recent memory, if not ever, in Caldwell County. The Governor's Office, the General Assembly, the Cabinet for Economic Development, KAED, the Site Selector Group, all involved should be commended for one of the most well thought out and impactful infusions of investment into local communities ever devised, in my humble opinion. And I'm not saying that because I'm 2 for 2 and I'm gonna have another application this fall. It's allowed us to build again, to think big again, at a time when, and I think the Caldwell Countyans in this audience would agree with me, we thought we'd lost the ability to do so. It's time to shatter that fallacy. We're building the first new apartment complex in Princeton in 22 years. 60 units of safe, affordable housing. And we're not stopping there. We're already working on developing the next complex for our families and our workforce. We're not just building this spec building. We're going across the street and we're building the site for spec building number 5, and 6 and 7 ain't far behind. Make no mistake, this project, this event, is not a celebration of reaching a pinnacle, but passing a way station. Not of a job well done, but of a job still to be done. I'm reminded of one of my favorite quotes by Nelson Mandela. After climbing a great hill, one only finds that there are many more hills to climb. We've climbed this hill. Today, we celebrate the view. But tomorrow, we push on to the next bigger hill to climb. Princeton deserves it. Caldwell deserves it, this region deserves it, this Commonwealth deserves it. The vision is here, the momentum is here, the passion, the talent, the people are here. Let's get it done and build a better Kentucky home for us all. Thank you. It is also my great honor today to be able to introduce someone who has been a valued colleague, and I'm privileged to say a good friend over the past few years. One of the greatest appeals of the KPDI program is not only the emphasis it places on elevating local voices and prioritizing local control, but on incentivizing regionalism. And let me tell you folks, there's no better region in this Commonwealth to find leaders that believe we sink or swim together and that are blind to county lines than right here in the Pinerol. This project would not have been possible without the support of Crittenden County and Judge Executive Perry Newcomb. Let me be clear, Crittenden County did not write us a check, even though I asked. But they partnered with us, allowing us to ask for $4 million from the state, rather than the $2 million we would have otherwise been limited to if we had gone alone. And when the time comes, Caldwell will gladly return the favor. And this region and our citizens will benefit from two major $4 million plus investments into our communities. But before I invite him up, I gotta say, I think he may have played me just a bit. Because when Caldwell applied for $4 million, it was a 50% match. And since then, they've changed the program, and now Crittenden County would only need a 12.5% match. So whatever you end up building, Judge, you better paint it blue and gold. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Judge Newcomb.
All right, thank you, Coda. I can promise the blue part. I don't know about the gold, but we may get there, we'll see. Good morning, everyone. It's such a treat to be here with you today. And Coda asked me to say just a few words, and I'm gonna try to stick with that. Obviously, he's outlined this project. But many people have asked me how Crittenden County became to the point where we wanted to partner with Caldwell County on this project. And as many of you know, we've had a little bit of a water crisis over in Marion and Crittenden County for a few years. And when these funds came available, we were extremely interested, but not being able to guarantee water to support such a facility was a little bit of a limiting factor. So when Coda approached me about the possibility of partnering on this, we were more than willing. I look back here and I see Dan Wood. He's a retired magistrate who was on the fiscal court at that time, one of the ones that was instrumental in agreeing that this was the right thing to do. And obviously the results are positive for our entire region. I told someone earlier, I've never noticed, nor have I ever believed, that a county line should be a limiting factor toward any positive project. And this is definitely one of those positive projects. I do want to take a minute to recognize our local press editor and our superintendent and director of pupil personnel, I think is what Tiffany's position is, something like that. And thank them for coming over for today too, showing Crittenden County's support for this project. I look forward here in just a minute to hearing Rocky Atkins' comments. I will say, Coda, with respect to the match, I'm lobbying to get that to 10% by the time we get it, so it may even get better. But we do, Crittenden County is looking forward. We've got a couple ideas. Don't know that it's gonna result in a spec building initially, but we're looking at a build-ready site for our community, and hopefully that'll come to fruition. And our chances for that to happen is much better through the partnership we've created on this building and what's to come after. With that, I'll close, and I thank everyone for the opportunity to be here and be a part of this milestone project. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Next, I'm honored to welcome to the podium the IDA's vice chair and the best mayor Princeton has had in at least 3 years, Brock Thomas.
It's always dangerous when you follow Perry and Judge Young. Just to clear up one thing, Perry, if you don't put any gold on that building, the judge and I will be down there with some gold paint, and we'll get that building, that rocket, on the way out of town, and we'll make sure they've got some blue and gold. It's a pleasure to be here today, to see everyone that's here, to just to enjoy this building, to look at it, and just imagine what can happen if we all work together. As I look around this room, there's so many people that have played a part in this project, and I want to thank each of you. My role was small. The judge took the lead. The other members of the IDA worked hard. Our counsel, the fiscal court, everybody worked together, but we couldn't have done this without the state of Kentucky and the leadership. And it's my pleasure today to introduce Mr. Rocky Atkins. He's well known around the state of Kentucky. He hails from Sandy Hook. Rocky began his career in the public eye as a team captain and point guard for Murray State or Morehead State Eagles. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm a racer, but I did not know that. But he was the point guard for Morehead State, where he earned his bachelor and master's degrees. Shortly after ending his basketball career, he focused on serving the Commonwealth of Kentucky. At the age of 26, Rocky became a member of Kentucky House of Representatives, serving the 99th District for 33 years. He was the House Majority Leader for 13 years and the Minority Floor Leader for 3 years. Further, Rocky served 6 years as the Budget Chair for Transportation. He is currently serving as a Senior Advisor to Governor Andy Beshear. Rocky was on the forefront of expanding access to health care, standing up to cuts to education, and helping pensions, helping secure record-breaking economic development projects and investments in energy research and tourism that have created thousands of jobs across the Commonwealth. However, Rocky is more than just a public leader. He is a husband, father, grandfather, cancer survivor, and true supporter for making Kentucky the best it can be. Join me in welcoming my friend and our friend, Rocky Atkins.
Well, Mayor, thanks for that introduction, and what an honor it is to be here today. I drove from Frankfort this morning and had a pleasant drive for part of the way. I drove in rain and thunder part of the way, but the further I got west, the more the skies started to brighten up. So I'm honored to be here today, and the governor apologizes that he could not be here, but you know, judges and mayor and folks in this room, you know, when people work together, great things happen. And this is a result of that. To stand here today and know that two counties have come together to work together, knowing that it benefits both counties and beyond, to be very honest, for judges and mayors to have the vision to access programs that have been created in Frankfort that I believe are game-changing types of initiatives that have been put in place. To see this facility, and you know, to the judges, I was here not very long ago, just a few weeks ago, to look at this building on my way through, and then it was impressive, but to see it now, I think you would admit, is just a first-class facility, 100,000 square feet, and to know where you were today and know what could happen here in the weeks and months ahead is really, really encouraging and exciting to me. The mayor mentioned, you know, that I've been in Frankfort for some time. I served in the House for 33 years and have been with the governor as his senior advisor for the last 6.5 years. And to travel Kentucky and see the excitement that has taken place across Kentucky, especially when it comes to economic development, and when it comes to private sector investment, and when it comes to the job creation that's happened across Kentucky, it's really exciting. To concentrate with local communities and IDA boards, Lake Barkley, I talked to their executive director when I came in, Industrial Authority, and to know how much work has to take place for something like this to happen. I think everybody in this room knows these projects just don't drop out of the sky. It just don't happen. It takes a lot of vision. It takes a lot of hard work. And it takes a lot of opportunities that come along the way. You know, when I first went to Frankfort, Kentucky, it was kind of unheard of to see cities and counties work across county lines. It was kind of unheard of to say, well, they may get something and we may not get something. But to see a program like this that has come along, the KPDI, the Kentucky Project Development Initiative, which I think was a creative, innovative way to help communities, counties, individually or joined together, to be able to access money to create build-ready sites and be able to build facilities like this, to have to be able to recruit business and industry to come to this community and to this region. The reason you were able to get $4 million is that, number one, you had a tremendous application. And I want to commend our Economic Development Cabinet in Frankfort. I don't know if you've had the chance to meet Secretary Jeff Knoll, but he's exceptional. He came from the private sector. He was raised in Frankfort, Kentucky. And the guy knows how to put a deal together. So we could not have a better person as our secretary, and I think you all know that anytime you see the governor talk, Governor Beshear, he talks about Kentucky. He talks about record-breaking economic investment. He talks about job creation. He talks about private sector investment, regardless of what network news he may be on. And I happen to believe that CEOs watch. And they want to be in a place like the Commonwealth of Kentucky that brings certainty and brings stability, that governs with common sense and common ground, that creates initiatives that the governor's office to the General Assembly can agree on, and you can see the result of your hard-earned tax dollars basically being invested in things like this that are making a tremendous difference for Kentucky. So this application went in, and really all that each county could qualify for was $2 million. But when both counties went together, it allowed the qualification of $4 million. But that's not where it ended. Yes, that's grant money, that's money you don't have to pay back, but guess what, there was a 50% match. And this local community and everybody involved had to come up with that 50% match, which was another $4 million, which created an $8 million investment here that we're standing in today. And I want to remember where we were today. And I want to pass here 2 years from now, maybe a year from now, maybe 6 months from now, maybe 7 years from now. But I remember the last industrial spec building that was built here, and you mentioned it. And it happened to be in 1998. And that's when my good friend Paul Patton happened to be governor. And what happened in that building after it was built? An industry came and created 500 jobs for this county and this region that is still here today and doing very well and expanding and growing. So that's what this means today. And when you look at Kentucky's momentum right now in economic development, and when you look at really where we stand when you bring in credit rating agencies, which are so important to all of us, counties, cities, everything we do at the state, the better credit rating we have, guess what? We sell bonds that saves taxpayers money. So when you have a Moody's that does a report of all the states, and they did the report like the states were countries and where their economy stands. This report showed from Moody's that about half of the states were in maybe a light recession. Another part of the states were just stagnant. But man, when it got to Kentucky, it was really encouraging to see that a big blue star set beside of Kentucky. And it says Kentucky's momentum is still strong when it comes to economic development. Its momentum is still strong when it comes to private sector investment. Its momentum is still strong when it comes to job creation that are the types of jobs that our people need and deserve from rural areas. From rural areas, I'm a rural Kentucky guy, okay? From rural areas to urban areas, all across Kentucky. And that Kentucky is making the investments in build-ready sites, industrial spec buildings that need to be made, that if an industry does come and they see these judges and mayors and the industrial authority, That industry may say, well, do you have a place for me to locate? Do you have a build-ready site? Do you have a spec building? And to be sitting here in 100,000 square feet and to be able to market this globally and across the country is pretty exciting. This is how you change communities in a positive way for generations to come. This is how you change it for these students that are here today that may want to stay in this community and in this region and have a good job to put food on the table and a roof over their head. This may be the project that happened that creates that next spec building, that next one that you all are talking about here today. So I think that what drives all of us, you know, and as a former point guard, the point guard mentality is this. It's the job of the point guard to make everybody else better. And when you make everybody else better, guess what? You make yourself better. So I think what drives me every day, being a rural Kentuckian, is that I want to get up every day and I want to see this wealth spread across this Commonwealth to every region of this state. And that the only time anybody should ever have to leave the community they were raised in is because they want to leave, not because they have to leave. And that's what we're striving for every day. And in Kentucky, we've broken every record when it comes to private sector investment. We sit right now at $49 billion of private sector investment. Over 69,000 new jobs created over the last 6.5 years at Kentucky's highest wages in the history of Kentucky. The momentum in Kentucky is strong. We're going to continue to work in the weeks and months ahead to make sure that we work with these communities here, Caldwell, Crittenden County, and the communities around it, to make sure that this is a highlight as we market to CEOs that, yes, we have a 100,000 square foot spec building, and you ought to go see it, and you ought to locate there, and you ought to create good jobs for people. Because at the end of the day, folks, if you look at the political divide, which I'm sick of, this project, this 100,000 square foot project, it's not a Democrat or Republican project. This is just a good project for the people of this region to help us move forward. It's not right or left. It's not red or blue. This is just a good project for the people of this great Commonwealth of Kentucky and this region. So as we continue to work together as a team, and we continue to build this Team Kentucky stronger as we go through these weeks and months ahead, I can guarantee you that Governor Beshear, with his year and a half left in office, is not going to let the foot off the pedal. We're going to continue to work hard to really do the things that people care about. What people really care about, do they have a good job to put food on the table? Can they drive on good roads and bridges that are safe for their family? Do they have a good public school to take their children to in this community and across Kentucky? Do they have a good hospital if they get sick to take their family or themselves to? And do they live in a safe community? That's what we're fighting for. That's what we're striving for. And that's what we're going to continue to work with you on as we go through the weeks and months ahead. Congratulations to these two counties. Congratulations to these cities involved, from city commissions to mayors, to fiscal courts to county judges, to the IDAs and everybody that had this vision, for those that stepped up and helped find that other $4 million to make this project a reality. I want to say thank you, and I want to say congratulations to you. This is a good day. This is a positive day. This is a day that I believe this community and this region will look back on and say this day was a game changer for this region. So as we continue, and as we strive to do better, and as we continue to work together, we're going to be in Frankfort making sure that we're there for you. and we promote this region in the way it has earned and deserved. So thank you all for having me today. Congratulations on this day. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of this region, and be proud that you live in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Thank you all for having me.
Thank you for those powerful words, sir. In 7 years, you can come back for the ribbon cutting for spec building number 11. I just have a few thank yous to make. Of course, we need to begin with Hart's Contracting, without which this building would 100% not have been possible. Drew, Daryl, the rest of the team did an incredible job, and we stand in their wonderful product today. Of course, we also need to thank our financing partners, Planters Bank, always wonderful to work with. Jake's a great resource for us. The Lake Barkley Partnership, Walmart, Better for Butchery. If you've been smelling that good food after this, don't leave. We have some wonderful refreshments for you, and we'd ask you to stick around and do a little bit more socializing. The students, as were mentioned, doing the traffic control. We greatly appreciate giving you all the opportunity to get out of class for a few hours. Caldwell County Schools for providing the backdrop and the podium. Kent Wilcox for providing the sound system. Fredonia City Council and the mayor for attending. And all city and county employees that had a part in helping this event come together today. Let's give them a round of applause. Well, now it is time for the big event. So if the city council, the fiscal court, the IDA, Hearts, and Planters Bank would mind coming up, we will cut the ribbon. And I think Chloe has the giant scissors somewhere. I don't know how she got those through security.
Front and center, sir. Okay. Chloe said these aren't the best, so we'll see. One, two, three.
Thank you all again for coming. Please stick around, eat, drink, be merry.